first thing you want to do is get your fabric lined up on the edge with edges together. And then I would typically start with 5/8 of an inch seam allowance, which is indicated to the right of your presser foot, which is this little guy right here. You just push your foot against the pedal and it will start moving forward. You want to keep your hand covering it, and then you want to press this back button to get a line that will cover up your initial like couple stitches. That way they don't come out or don't unravel. And then you just keep pressing your foot down and go at the speed that you're able to go.
This is Mira Largura, a senior in the class of 2017 at Carmel High School. The passion she pursues is fashion. Right now she is teaching you how to sew.
And you get to the end of the line, back up your stitches again to close off the stitching, then pull and cut. There you go, you've sewn one line.
Fashion has always been a part of her. Even her mom could tell when she was young.
Mira, we let her dress in whatever she wanted, and she did some pretty crazy looking things when she was little. She'd wear skirts with jeans underneath them, and there was lots of puffs and tulle and glitter, and she cared a lot about what her outfit said about her during a day. So I'd say that probably started at age 4, 3. We wouldn't have guessed that it would have continued.
When did I figure out my passion to go into fashion? I was really little when I first grew an interest in fashion, and I was just kind of obsessed with textiles and textures. And so basically by the time I was 3, I really knew that I wanted to pursue fashion in some sort. And then it's just grown like exponentially year after year. And finally in high school, it just reached a peak where I couldn't deny that that was really what I needed to go into.
Mira has taken fashion classes since her freshman year. She has learned the basics of fashion to then being creative with her own work. Fashion has also opened her eyes to unique styles and different purposes between cultures and clothes.
Culture is really what I think fashion is all about, as it just reflects so many different types of people, and that aspect of fashion is just crazy interesting to me, and it always has been. Just knowing that you could cross the world and see someone in a completely different type of clothing that represents something so unique and completely different than what your own clothing is representative of. It's like a continuum of ideas.
Her perspective of fashion is different than most. It empowers her to dig deeper into fashion. Mira's style has been influenced by fashion.
Watching fashion shows definitely influenced my style because it allowed for me to escape some of the limitations I felt by, you know, what I was surrounded by at school. And also researching fashion designers opened my eyes to, you know, varying styles and seeing what they're inspired by.
Finding her inspiration was easy, but making this a reality at Carmel High School was interesting. She participated in the fashion show for her whole high school career. She had 18 pieces of her own in 4 different shows. In addition, she created the FDIM Fashion Club and held organized meetings.
I don't know. That's basically it. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about like what you're wanting to do, because you guys are the ones who are really interested in fashion.
I love learning about people.
I know. I just want to hear, like, it's so exciting, especially since you're...
She had a prom dress drive, field trips to DAP fashion show in Cincinnati that shows different portfolios of students, workshops, and speakers. She also mentions some big news to the club.
Wait, so Pratt. I didn't apply to Pratt, but I applied to Parsons, and I got in on Sunday. Yeah. I know.
Everybody just start clapping.
That's really exciting. No. It was really exciting. Yeah, definitely really exciting. It took, like, the portfolio process is insane. So I am going into Parsons, the new school for design, in the fall. And this has been my dream school for several years now, like, dating back to middle school. And in middle school, it really only appealed because I knew it was really reputable and is in New York City. Also, Parsons really focuses on sustainable fashion. Most other schools in the U.S. don't. So that choice or that option there led me to make a choice.
Getting accepted into Parsons was her dream come true. She finally gets the opportunity to pursue her fashion goals.
To go into sustainable fashion design in the future and also ethical fashion design, I would really like to explore nanotechnology and its use in textile production because that is just developing every single day in a way to produce sustainable fabrics. And my ultimate goal would be to create some kind of decomposable fabric, but we'll see where that goes.
She applied to Parsons, FIT, FDIM, SIIC, and DAP at the University of Cincinnati. Her efforts to getting into Parsons was very difficult because she had to make a portfolio with demanding deadlines.
My portfolio is composed of tons of different fields of study within the overarching name of art, which they ask to see like a progression of your inspiration and your technique and really like they want to see if you can develop your talent across several years. So I have very avant-garde pieces in fashion, and then I've also produced wall hangings that are inspired by like the political atmosphere, which differs a lot from the art I was making last year, where I focused more on like Asian traditional art. So I did woodblock printing and drawing, some chalk use. But all around, I don't have one singular portfolio. For the schools that I've applied to, I've made like 5 different portfolios.
Mira's mom and her friend Milin Laughlin has really seen her dedicate her time and energy to her portfolio throughout her whole senior year.
But in terms of her portfolio, I think that's just been a pretty big progression because she's spent a lot of extra time refining it and trying to make it match the objective of what the portfolio is supposed to be. And so you can see just an improvement in technique and design from practice.
Oh, I like have witnessed her the morning after being up all night working on her portfolio, and that had been probably like weeks of being up all night. She just was so dedicated to working on it and making sure it was like perfected. And she's just like very dedicated to like making it to the best of her abilities, which is really cool.
Her friend Kira Kroll is also in fashion and has seen Mira's intentions with her pieces.
She's just always passionate about it, but she's passionate about it. Like, she doesn't want to design stuff to design stuff. She wants to design things that have purpose and, like, can be used by people who you wouldn't necessarily think would need fashion. So, like, the garment she designed for FCCLA is this, like, poncho sleeping bag kind of thing that she wanted. From what I remember, she wanted it for, like, homeless people so they could use it to sleep in. And it has, like, a blanket and pockets for food and just... And she's really interested in also, like, making things sustainable. I think she just really likes to do creative, out-of-the-box things that have... And her things tend to have meaning because she actually puts, like, a purpose behind them. And they're not just, like... The purpose is not to be a garment. The purpose is to be something more than a garment.
In fashion, there are many challenges to face, especially with the technique and process of creating pieces.
It's miserable to make a dress most of the time. I hate the technical part because it's just so technical and you make one error. And as a perfectionist, you have to go back and fix it. So you could spend 3 hours just trying to sew a handprint on the chest of a garment. And I did. So yeah, every fabric is stubborn and that makes it hard. Getting there with a machine, a stubborn machine, stubborn fabric, your own human error, it's a lot to deal with as a perfectionist.
Overall, Mira is very passionate about her work, but Ms. Spencer, her fashion teacher, Anna Boucher, and Milin Laughlin have seen more than the fashion side of her.
I can just envision great things for her. She's so open to listening and taking advice and, you know, looking to see what's out there and just soaking it all up. So I know she's going to do really, really well.
I would say that Mira Lagura is a bon vivant, which is just someone that
loves being alive and someone that just experiences it. It's funny because I've brought up fashion before and she's very humble about it. Like, she never talks about it from her own regard. Because I'll ask her and she'll be like, no, I just, like, threw it together.
She's probably the most, like, kind and genuine human I think I've ever met. She's very, like, she will do anything to, like, serve you and love you well. And, like, she's just the best. She, like, always has a smile on her face, is gonna like try and be positive about any situation, even when you don't want her to be. She'll be that friend that like will sit there and be like, Milan, you'll be okay, and I'll be like, thank you, I needed you. Yeah, she's just like the most supportive friend ever. She's the best.
For WHJE, this has been Micah Hardesty, and this is Pursuing Passion.